Jim Tighower is bringing his show on the road for WMNF. He'll be speaking a week before the Republican National Convention comes to town at WMNF's new fundraiser, the Free Speech Zone. The party will also have great food and auction items. It's at the Straz Center, August 18th. For tickets and information, go to WMNF.org. I'm Duncan Strauss, really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals, in which you, the listener, will be today's guest. I'm inviting folks to call in and speak for 3 to 5 minutes about an animal cause, issue, organization, or event they feel strongly about. First, though, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune. This is Teresa Anderson with Hummingbird Go here on Talking Animals. That's Teresa Anderson with Hummingbird Go, an animal song of sorts, leads us into today's edition of Talking Animals. My name's Duncan Strauss, here with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. In just a few minutes, we'll be inviting folks listening to call in and speak for 3 to 5 minutes about an animal cause, issue, event, or organization they feel strongly about. Maybe there's a fundraising event planned in the coming weeks you'd like to spotlight. Maybe there's a new program or service offer you think we should know about. Maybe you'd like to provide a quick overview of a certain shelter, legitimate sanctuary, or other entity. The two main ground rules are we ask you to keep it brief in order to give as many people a chance. And so figure on 3 to 5 minutes maximum. And because of the dictates of our broadcast license, we ask that there be no mention of the cost or price of anything, even if it's free. So we'll take these calls randomly getting underway in about 10 minutes time. And again, the number to call is 813-239-9663. And while we're really mainly seeking brief conversations today, you're welcome to email dj@wmnf.org. And we'll see if we can include some of those as well. Also, a bit later in the show, we'll step into the comedy corner, which involves animal comedy. We'll play Name That Animal Tune. The winner will receive a Talking Animals t-shirt. Increasingly a collector's item, because we stopped a year or more, really, ago, getting more of this kind made. Eventually, we'll come back and make some new ones. But anyway, so that's a hot item. Also, later, we'll hear some more animal songs, including one, sort of, from the new Fiona Apple album. Right now, though, it's time for the Animal News and Announcements segment, a look at items of interest in animal news, as well as announcements of local events on the horizon, produced, as always, by the Talking Animals award-winning Rip and Read News Department. Our first item. Well, hopefully everybody's sort of digging out from Debbie, and hope you and yours made it through the storm, you know, undamaged and unscathed, and maybe just say good riddance, slowly but surely, Debbie. Now, before we get into news items and announcements and stuff, I want to just remind you that the WMNF summer membership drive is coming up fast, and the Talking Animals Fun Drive show is 2 weeks from today, Wednesday, July 11th, right here, of course, at 11 a.m. to noon. So I'm asking you to support Talking Animals and me in that Fun Drive show, and we, you know, certainly would love to hear from you that day, absolutely, but you know, you can give beforehand, why not now? So, there's a couple different ways to do it. You can just email me at duncan@wmnf.org and, let me know that you'd like to, help us out and pledge beforehand, and I'll get back in touch with you and we'll get that all squared away. Another way that you can just do it right now, especially if you're listening at your computer, your computer's handy, is go to our tip jar, the Talking Animals tip jar, and it's very easy to do. Just go to WMNF.org, click on the full schedule link in the upper left-hand corner, click on Talking Animals, of course, Wednesdays at 11 a.m., then just zoom up and click on the tip jar. If you can drop in $30, $50, $100, more, whatever you can swing, be much appreciated, and really just hoping to get a nice head start on the fun drive, and it'd be terrific if you'd help in any way. So, and again, as always, we have some pretty cool exclusive thank you gifts or premiums that will be offered for people who donate at various financial levels to support Talking Animals. So, among those are one. There's only one of these because it's pretty amazing and singular. It's a behind-the-scenes tour for up to four people of the Center for Great Apes, the 100-acre internationally admired sanctuary for chimpanzees and orangutans in Wachula, Florida, and it's a highly regarded permanent sanctuary for chimpanzees and orangutans that have been rescued from research, entertainment industry, or were once pets, including Michael Jackson's chimp Bubbles, you might remember. The center is not open to the public, and they typically do not conduct or offer tours. But we made a special arrangement for one tour that's probably about 2 hours behind the scenes, cover a lot of the facilities, one of the night houses, a walking tour of the grounds, video presentation, and more. And so, anyways, you can, again, contact me, duncan@wmnf.org, if you'd like to find out more about that and what the pledge price would be. You can also go to the centerforgreatapes.org to find out more about this amazing facility. As always, of course, we are we'll be offering a one-week stay at a Hawaiian condo on the island of Kauai, and sleeps four, so people maybe could pool their pledging resources and go and enjoy a week there. And it's in Poipu Beach, the south shore of Kauai. Beautiful, beautiful view just from the balcony alone. It's maybe worth the price of admission. You can see, depending on the time of the year, whales, dolphins, turtles, etc. So anyway, this is subject to availability, and it's not transferable, but really cool, and it's usually very easy to schedule. And so there's that. We also have one pair of tickets to see Fiona Apple at Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater, September 29th. This concert is a support of her first album in 7 years, the wildly acclaimed The Idler Wheel. There's, you know, about 20 other words in the title. But anyway, this is her first headline tour in nearly as many years, and it's going to be a very hot ticket. She's an amazing concert act, and again, just does not come around much, and doesn't put out records too often. And we have an amazing pair of seats for the show. Nine rows back from the stage, right in the center, J16 and 17. So again, let me know if you're interested in pledging on that. I'll give everybody a little bit of a deal if they pledge before the Fun Drive show on July 11th. And we also have a rope dog toy for a dog toy. And we've got copies, a few copies of Gifts of the Crow, the kind of really amazing, acclaimed, fascinating new book about crows and making the case for them being enormously intelligent and emotional and very similar to humans. We had, of course, co-author Tony Angel on the show last week. So, and that's posted now on TalkingAnimals.net, as are all our past interviews and shows. So, anyway, that's that. We hope to hear from you. And want to also just call attention. Right now, I think it's only probably can be seen on HBO. But if you don't have HBO, maybe go over to somebody's house that does have it. Because last week, this amazing documentary, One Nation Under Dog, premiered on HBO. And it's a really profound and poignant look at our powerful bond with dogs by way of examining dog rescue, foster adoption, shelters, overpopulation, dogs unfortunately being euthanized for one reason or another, and the movie provides an unflinching glimpse at these areas, and it's not for sissies, but it's incredibly well done, and we were going to do something on it, and we still may, maybe when they either air more widely, or maybe when there's a DVD release, so you know, it's more clear that anybody can sort of take a look at this film beyond just HBO. But anyways, recommended highly in the meantime, One Nation Under Dog. All right, on to an ongoing story that we've been covering that now sort of, it's an international story, and yet now has kind of a Florida element to it. So this is from the Toronto Star. Officially, the option is off the table at Stars, but proponents of the National Elephant Center in Florida believe the Toronto Zoo's Trio of Aging Pachyderms would be better off going there than the California sanctuary they're bound for. The center, called TNEC for short, is being built in an orange grove southeast of Orlando. Phase one of the estimated $12.5 million center is slated to be completed at the end of the year, about 12 of the planned, I guess about a third or fourth of the overall facility. And the center hopes to accommodate 30 to 40 elephants once it's built out in the coming years, though we'll only house about 7 or 8 in its first year. The nonprofit won't operate like a zoo because it won't always be open to the public, and when it is, customers will have to make reservations to get in. And it will not be a sanctuary like the Paws facility where these elephants were otherwise slated to go, partly because elephant breeding will, in fact, happen at this new center. So they're building it themselves as a center for, quote-unquote, conservation and management, and this decision to send elephants to Paws has resulted in a big, prolonged dispute, as you know from listening to this show, over whether this was the right choice. Things have become so heated that former game show host Bob Barker, of course a past guest a couple times on Talking Animals, recently insisted on an ironclad guarantee that his promised gift of $880,000 would be used to pay for a flight for the elephants to California. And it's not on the radar now, but some zoo staff at several levels, along with an active group of citizens, are holding on to the hope, albeit remote, that this TNEC will be where the Toronto's elephants end up. So it's become rather something of a soap opera, so stay tuned for whatever is happening next. So anyways, locally here, in the wake of Debbie, even the Humane Society of Pinellas was not immune, according to spokeswoman Twyla Cole. Staff and volunteers have been soaked to the bone. Facility did flood. Now, luckily, the animals are all safe and sound. And it's kind of partly to deal with this. The Monday and Tuesday of this week, they were offering incredible deals on adoptions for any pet. And that may well continue. You might go to HumaneSocietyOfPinellas.org. And even if that's not continuing, maybe you can still adopt or foster or just help as they kind of put their facility back together in the wake of Debbie's onslaught. And another kind of cool Florida story. Jeff Bennett has 4 rescue dogs of his own at home, so it's clear that he's passionate about protecting animals, but he isn't your average armchair animal lover. As a volunteer with Pilots and Paws, a South Carolina-based organization that rescues animals on the brink of euthanasia, the businessman and recreational pilot from Florida has taken his love for furry animals to the skies. Last week, Bennett reached an incredible milestone when he flew his 1,000th rescue animal to safety. I never thought I'd be moving this many animals. And I just really enjoy it, he says. and get out to meet some of the best people out there. Bennett, who's been volunteering with Pilots and Paws since November 2008, said he first heard about the organization through an article in a magazine. He learned about that the program, which is reliant on volunteers willing to offer their services at no cost, rescues animals by connecting shelters and rescue organizations with pilots and plane owners. Bennett, who owns a small plane of his own, has been flying since 1995, said the choice to sign up was a no-brainer. Quote, I've always loved flying, and I love dogs, so I put the two of them together. It was pretty much an easy thing to do, he said. So, good for you, Jeff Bennett. All right, we'll, time permitting, get into some of these other stories that we have on hand here later in the show. But right now, let's step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which, as always, involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Robert Schimmel with a piece called Swimming with a Dolphin on today's Comedy Corner. Talking Animals.
I take my family on the road sometimes, and it's fun going with them. And my daughter saw this billboard, Swim with the Dolphins, and she's like, Dad, I want to do that. I said, you know, that's not right. They're supposed to be free in the ocean like God intended, not in a freak show at SeaWorld. And she said, I always wanted to swim with the dolphins. Yeah. Always? Or since you signed? Because I don't remember ever hearing about it before. But we go there, and for what they charge, you should be able to swim with the Miami Dolphins. I said, look, here's how it's going to work. You walk near the edge of the pool, I'll bump into you. You slip and fall in there, pet him a few times, and then let's go here. Yeah, no, she don't want to do it like that. It's only fun if I pay. So then you pay, and they take you in a room where they got a guy that tells you what you can do and what you can't do when you're in the water with the dolphin. And he's got a scar from here across his face like that. Yeah. Like he kind of knows what you're not supposed to do. And he says, rule number one, do not stick anything into the blowhole. And that did it for me right there. I'm on the floor crying, and my kids, yeah. Are you kidding? And she's like, Dad, it's not funny. And I said, yes, it is. And I'll tell you why. Because that means somebody already stuck something in the blowhole. And basically what they're saying is they don't want it to happen again. Okay, now you can pet the dolphin's nose. Don't grab his tail. No poking in the eye. No poking in the eye? Wow, the place down the street, they give you a stick to... And then he says, boys and girls, the dolphin's got a real soft belly, and you can rub his belly, but don't go past where the belly button would be, because he's got the same thing you've got. When I said, the dolphin's got herpes? Well, how do I have that? Hey, you start talking like that, and that pool empties real fast. You have an opportunity to have some real quality one-on-one time with the dolphin while everyone else is rinsing off.
All right. That was the late, great Robert Schimmel with a piece called Swimming with a Dolphin, taken from his album Life Since Then, live from New York. I'm Duncan Trust. This is Talking Animals. Our website is talkinganimals.net. It's time to welcome calls from listeners who'd like to briefly tell us about an animal organization, cause, issue, or event that's near and dear to their heart. As a reminder, the two main ground rules are, we ask that you keep it brief in order to give as many folks as possible the chance. So figure on 3 to 5 minutes maximum. And because of our broadcast license, again, we ask that you not mention the cost or price of anything, even if it's free. So you may also want to be sure to, maybe early on or right at the beginning, include a website or Facebook page or other contact info so that interested listeners can easily follow up, especially if we run out of time and then we just have to move on to another caller. So, all right, well, let's, I think it's only fitting that we start with this caller who called in as we're getting started with the show. So I think it's they're first up. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What is your name?
My name is Bob Carlson.
Okay, Bob, and what are you calling about today?
Well, I'm calling about feral cat rescue. We have a group here in St. Louis, Missouri, called St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach, and they have a Facebook page with that name. Just use the abbreviation for Saints, just ST dot St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach. Feral is F-E-R-A-L. And for those who don't know, feral cats are ones that, they're not wild, okay, we domesticated them, but these are ones that were born and raised on the street. They never were in a home. So they're usually scared of people, people that think, oh no, they spread disease and they might bite me. No, they run away, you know. A very few of them can eventually become house pets, but most of them, what we do is we do a program called TNR. That's Trap, Neuter, and Return. That was pioneered by a group called Alley Cat Allies, which I recommend also that anybody look up on the Internet. They came up with the technique. And Trap, Neuter, and Return consists of we set up these humane traps, put a little sardines in there or something like that that they can't resist, and we kind of stay out of the way so that they don't see people standing around watching them. We get them trapped. We take them here in St. Louis. In fact, we go up the street to my vet. He's the contact for this, and they do spay or neuter. They get them their shots, their vaccinations, and they do what's called an ear tip. They just snip off the tip of one ear, not disfiguring, but enough that people can tell 10 feet away, okay, that one's already been through the program, so we don't need to trap that one. And then take them back and return them to their normal neighborhood. They keep the rats down. They keep the pigeons down. They're healthy now. We're not having a population explosion, like, you know, it's kitten season again. And so the population stabilizes, and they can lead pretty productive, healthy, happy lives out there on the street because they usually have places to hide. Now, where I live, it's a big multifamily apartment building. I moved in a few years ago, and there's a couple of micro feral populations, one right across the alley and one just across the street. There have been people in my building and next door who have been feeding this colony for about 10 years, but they never did any of this TNR stuff. I came in and I said, well, let's contact some people and let's make it happen. And so last summer we managed to get about four or five adults and three kittens, which instantly got homes, of course. And we missed a few others. There were a few that were too wily to be trapped, and we're going to try again, in fact, Sunday and Monday coming up. It's going to be hot, but, you know, we do it.
Yeah.
And we had this informal network of people. You know, some rescue groups, you get into all this ego tripping, and it's not about us. It's about the critters. So, you know, some of us local folks who get along and don't do any of that turf battling and ego thing, we just informally had this group called St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach. This is, in June, is National Adopt a Stray Cat, a Rescue, a Shelter Cat. This is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month through ASPCA, so people should also look into that. And
for sure.
That's pretty much all I've got for you.
Well, that's great. That's plenty, Bob, and that's fantastic. Congratulations and good work for St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach. And, again, a nice extra plug there for Alley Cat Ally. So thank you very much. All right, the next folks holding here. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Your name and the thing you're calling about.
Hi, this is Kathy Jacoby at Bock Tower Gardens.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'll go ahead and get our website out there like you suggested.
Okay, please do.
Be okay, where everything will be okay. Tower, T-O-W-E-R, Gardens, G-A-R-D-E-N-S, .org. And we're located in the very center of the state of Florida in Lake Wales and a National Historic Landmark. Lots of great wildlife here. We're on the Great Florida Birding Trail, and we have things like gopher tortoise and wonderful, wonderful koi that are around the singing tower. That's a 205-foot singing tower that plays bells every half an hour, pink and gray marble, art deco, and neo-gothic. And we are having some real fun times with our Bark Tower Gardens Dog Days. We had our first one a couple years ago, and the dogs all come out well-behaved. They're on leashes, and they just sniff around, and they all get along so well. A lot of people dress them up, and we have the best kissing dog contest and the cutest dog and most unusual.
Cassie, sorry to interrupt you, but I feel it's incumbent on me to ask, who judges or determines who the best dog kisser is?
That's me.
Okay.
I do like to kiss the dogs.
Okay, well.
No, we actually have a panel of people, and the proceeds go to benefit the Humane Society. So it's a win-win-win.
And which Humane Society, just so people listening know,
Polk County.
Okay, so it's the Humane Society of Polk County, is benefited by this. So, well, this sounds really cool. And if you said it, I must have missed it, but I do happen to think no, but in case you didn't mention it on the air, when specifically is the next Dog Day of Summer at Bach Tower?
We are going to have that September 8th, so it is a few months away.
Yeah.
Your dogs all ready, because we do have to have them leashed and friendly.
Okay.
So we want all the dogs to behave and get along so we can have this going on every year. We had another one in January, and we'll probably have about two a year. It's really been successful, and we're doing all kinds of new things here. We're even having movies in the garden.
Wow.
This Saturday night, we're playing Hugo. So there's always something interesting going on. A lot of family fun for everyone.
Wow. Well, this sounds really, really cool. And so Dog Day of Summer, September 8th. And as I recall, those things kind of happen most of the full day, right, when you hold those events?
We do. We let the dogs come out. There's activities in the morning from 9 to noon. And then we have even some pets on display that can be adopted. And there's all kinds of other activities going on that you can learn about. Ask a Vet is there. And then everyone's invited to hang out in the afternoon and walk through the garden and enjoy themselves.
Very cool.
The squirrels kind of go into hiding.
I'm sure.
Everyone loves our friendly
squirrels.
That's
not their favorite day of the year, but everyone else has a great time.
Yeah. They take the day off that day.
But, I would think.
Birds are off. The birds are... The egrets and the ones that wander around in the garden and the ones that swim in the water, and we've gotten more wading birds. We had to send our swans over to Lakeland because they were getting a little too cranky.
Oh, okay.
Swans can be that way.
Right.
So now they've got about 80 friends and family over there. So they were a couple of boy swans too. So now they can have girlfriends over there. So it was we go and visit the swans in Lakeland on Lake Morton. So they're very happy there. So now we have more wading birds though.
Nice. Well, this sounds great, Cassie.
Thank you so much. We love your show, Duncan.
Oh, thanks.
We love being part of WMNF.
Oh, well, thanks so much. Thanks for the call, and thanks for the info about the next Dog Day of Summer. Thanks again.
Yeah. Everybody go to bachtowergardens.org. Thanks again.
Thanks, Cassie. Okay, cool. So, again, this is Talking Animals. We're probably gathered if you tune in a bit late. We're just taking today we're taking our – the guests are the listeners. So we're taking calls kind of randomly and asking people if they have a particular organization or event that they'd like us to know about. And, again, we just ask that you keep it brief and just not mention the cost or price of anything, even if it's free, as odd as that might seem. All right, let's take the next person who's been holding for a while. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What is your name and what have you called to talk to us about today? Hello, it's you.
Hello.
Hi, it's you.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ann Hamilton. I started Murals for Mutts, and we have, if you've been around Pinellas County in particular, I've painted over 1,000 animals in different walls to help benefit different animal rescue organizations.
Wow.
And you could go to muralsformutts.com or find us on Facebook and see where our new projects are. We have an ongoing one at Pinellas County Animal Services to help benefit. They have a pet fund. And you can get your pet painted on the wall. Some are memorials and some are still with us. And I also have one going at St. Pete. It's called the St. Pete Pet Project, which is on 13th and Central, at right next to Ferg's. And the big one, which is complete in Dunedin, is probably the most popular one. There's over 600 animals on that.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting ready to start some new ones in Tampa, getting out of Pinellas County. We're going to be doing one with ACT, the Animal Coalition of Tampa, and also there's one at Gaspar's Grotto in Ybor. And we're always looking for new walls. So I just like to put a shout out to all my rescue friends. If you find us a wall, we can work with your organization.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool thing we got going on here.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's really nice that you've really kind of shared the wealth, as it were, in terms of the murals being at all kinds of nice locations and benefiting. It sounds like a number of organizations.
All different organizations. Yeah, and it depends on the location and who, if we find the wall or if they do, or Dunedin Doggy Rescue, one of my favorites was the benefit of the one in Dunedin. And then we're working with Pet Pal and Friends of Strays in St. Pete and Pinellas County. And, I'm hoping to do my vision is to do a pit bull one somewhere. So one of my favorite rescues is Ruga's Rescue, which is a pit bull rescue.
Yeah,
too.
For
so,
sure.
Wow. And that's where my latest little baby came from. So
great.
Yep. So I like to work with all different ones, and hopefully this will spread all over. So, and we have events that are coming up, so you can always check our Facebook is probably the best, Facebook or the website, Murals for Mutts.
Okay.
And that will tell you exactly how you can get an animal painted too.
Well, so, that's great. You know, and I have to say, so far at least, you've gotten more shout outs to organizations per time on air than just about anybody, not just today, but anytime. So this is really cool. I'm sure everybody's quite pleased to hear their organization named here that you've helped out. So that's awesome.
Yep. They're great.
Okay.
So, and I like all the, you know, everybody's doing a great job supporting the animals. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks for your great work, and thanks for calling and talking animals today.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so we do have lots more callers, not surprisingly, but also a few folks have emailed in. Let's look at one of these. The Manatee County Animal Shelter has recently become no-kill, and as a rule has more than 90 dogs in-house. Dogs in shelter more than 90 days will be adopted out at a very reasonable price, let's just say, after a background check. So you can search for the Manatee County Animal Shelter to find out more about that. And let's take the next folks who's been waiting the longest. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What's your name and what have you called to talk to us about today?
Is it me?
It sure is.
Hi, this is Gracie Grishup Duncan. How are you?
Good, Gracie. How about you?
I'm wonderful. I'm calling to talk, well, to say hello. I love your show, as always.
Thank you. And feelings mutual. Gracie, I should quickly note.
I'm sending you hugs. I'm sending you nice, dry hugs.
All right. Well, I should quickly note, regardless of what you're going to call, talk to us about organization-wise, she's also a great musician, leads the band Sunset Bridge that has done some nice things around town for all kind of animal organizations and causes, including Talking Animals. So go ahead, Gracie. What are you calling about today?
Thank you, Duncan. Well, I don't know if you know, but I am the new director of marketing for Pet Pal Animal Shelter. And they're in St. Pete. And Anne from Murals for Mutts was just giving us a little shout out. So thank you for that, Anne.
Sure.
And we have an event coming up July 7th. It's called Party for the Paws. And it's going to be held at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 1320 Central Avenue. There's going to be prizes, silent auction. We're looking for sponsors, all kinds of fun stuff, dog friendly. And an 80s cover band called Screamin' Donkey is also going to be there. So there'll be music. And there's also Pet Pal has a clinic. It's a veterinary clinic and wellness clinic as well at 1900 34th Street South. And then one of my favorites is the newest addition. They have a thrift store. So go check out the thrift store up on 1500 34th Street North. And they just opened today for the week. Wednesday through Sunday is their days that they're open. So I'm excited, and that's what's going on over at Pet Pal, animalshelter.com, and check out our Facebook. And I'm happy about all that. That's what's happening over there.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. Well, congratulations on the new venture. And it sounds like already all kinds of cool things are underway under your watch. So that's great, Gracie.
Yes, I'm staying busy.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Gracie, thanks so much for calling and filling us in.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so let's see. We got another let's try to work in some emails here and there, too. Actually, we'll get to an email. This caller's been waiting a long time. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What is your name, and what are you, have you called to tell us about today?
Am I on?
Yes, it's you.
Oh,
it's you.
Yay. Okay. My name is Karen Anchorstar, and I'm calling to talk to you about a proposed dog hog hunt in Sarasota County, which hopefully will not be sanctioned by our commissioners. What this is they've got about 6,000-7,000 acres in the east, the southeast part of Sarasota County, where they're planning to have a night hunt, which you can bring. They call them hog dogs that are trained to bring down these hogs because they're too many of them and they're destroying the property. Our point is, we realize they have to probably be killed to control the population, but not in the manner that they are proposing. What happens is they are allowed only dogs and knives. So the dogs bring down the hogs and basically start eating them alive. You know, these hogs can be up to 400 and 500 pounds sometimes. And then stab them to death. Children are allowed. And we are asking that everyone show up at the meeting to discourage this. This is not the most effective way to control the hog population. Even University of Florida says trapping is the most effective way.
So basically, what you're saying is, hey, we understand and concede the point that these hogs, unfortunately, need to be culled,
right,
but not in the manner of this dog hog hunt that you just outlined here.
Right, not like that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's a dog hog fight that, they're kind of like dog fights, only they have these hogs that they take the tusks off, and sometimes they hold them for the dogs, which is pretty barbaric in itself. And those are illegal in Florida. This is really no different. It's often many dogs on one hog, and often dogs get maimed, as you can imagine, with these hogs with their big tusks, and they're fighting for their lives, and killed. The dogs get killed often.
Yeah.
It's just a really backwards, barbaric way, and people that have never seen this, I believe, are the ones that are voting. I mean, I don't know that the commissioners have ever been on a nighttime dog hog hunt where the hogs are stabbed to death, and they're the ones to vote on it. So I think we need to vote, you know, or express our opinion.
So what's the best, most direct way for people listening who may feel somewhat between surprised and outraged by this information? What would you recommend that people do?
I would like them to email or call the county commissioners of Sarasota.
Okay.
The email that will go to all of them at once is commissioners@scgov.net.
Okay, so it's commissioners@scgov.net, and that's sort of a blanket email. Like, I take it to all the commissioners then? Is that
correct?
Okay.
And I would also encourage anyone just to show up. They don't have to speak. But if they can show up against this, numbers make a difference. The meeting to decide this is July 10th, which is a Tuesday, at 1:30 at the South County Courthouse, which is in Venice. It's at 4000 South Tamiami Trail.
And, Karen, if someone's, you know, listening and maybe driving around or otherwise isn't able to jot down some of this information, is there any kind of a website or Facebook page or anywhere else where someone could, you know, follow up and double check this information if they're not able to get it right this minute?
It should be all over Facebook by now. And also,
okay, what would someone search for under Facebook to find this particular
probably
information?
Probably dog hog hunt. I'm
okay,
not a
dog
Facebook
hog hunt. Okay.
So I can't
okay.
tell you.
Yeah.
But also can contact Sarasota in Defense of Animals. Their website is www.sda, Sarasota Defense Animals, Sarasota.com, SDA. Sarasota.com.
Okay, Karen. Well, boy, this sounds very important. I'm really glad that you were able to join us on the air and tell us about that. And hopefully some folks will take action, send those emails, make those calls, and turn up at that meeting. So thank
you. Okay, thank you. And thank you for your time, Duncan.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So, okay, this is Talking Animals. And let's see. Let's get a email in here as part of this, too. Just says, simply remind people to get a bell for their cat. Millions of songbirds are killed by cats, and it's only fair. It sounds like, I guess, is what she means to say, or he means to say. So, okay, so let's take a the next one. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What is your name, and what have you called to tell us about today?
Hi, is that me?
Yeah, it sure is.
Hi, my name is Flash Silvermoon, and I'm operating around the Gainesville area. I'm an animal communicator and vibrational healer, and part of my work is really to help people know that there are alternative ways to treat animals that will not hurt them like drugs do. And that's important to me. Also, having people understand that we're not so different from them. We need to look at them as equals. That's part of the work that I do through my radio show, What the Animals Tell Me. But you can find out most anything you want about me on my website, flashsilvermoon.com. The thing that just feeds my heart with my work is some of the work that I do as a volunteer for sanctuaries. And the fact that I wind up being able to walk and treat and help big cats and primates, it's just a wonderful thing. And the people that are running these sanctuaries, EARS, one of my faves, earsinc.net, and they have the most beautiful sanctuary in Citra, Florida. For the big cats, there's also a bunch of bears now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had the joy of treating a little baby bear there who had his mother shot in front of him, and he wound up being brought in. And gave him some flower essences, some gem elixirs that I made, and he just went from being frightened and terrified to standing up and putting his paw on me and just licking my hand. And from being totally frightened to that much of a shift just within 15 minutes, it was really a wonderful experience. And I drove through the rain as the storm began to get over to him, just to give him an extra little boost of the flower essences, et cetera, that I was working with him, so that he would get through the storm in a gentler way, because he was rough when he got there. And I'm sure all the animals that are in the shelters are having a hard time. The other one, Jungle Friends, which is a bit north of here, they're junglefriends.org. And they're a wonderful primate center, wonderful, wonderful place. And I go there frequently as well, hear of the animals there. And if you've never been to any of these places, they're wonderful. They're all 501c3s. Everybody needs. And last night I spent half the late evening. There's a lot of shelters in the north central Florida area. They're really, really being traumatized by the flooding right now. Bradford County, their particular rescue is underwater, and they're now all moved into a special place in Stark. So they're needing volunteers. They're needing people to take in the dogs. Some of them already drowned. And Live Oak is where I was very concerned last night. They were terribly flooded and the waters are rising. So any of you who know anything about the sanctuaries and rescues in north central Florida, check in, see if they need extra help, because they're drowning animals as we speak. And it's only going to get worse as the rivers get more and more.
Overflowing, yeah.
You know, it's bad.
All right, Flash. Well, these are all really, really good points, and thanks for all your good work at all those shelters and all these suggestions to the people listening. Thanks again for calling Talking Animals today. All right, let's see. Some other folks have been holding quite a long time. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What's your name, and what have you called to tell us about today?
Yeah, Duncan. My name's Peter. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Great idea. Appreciate the opportunity to mention our little company. We're based out of Pinellas County, and we like to sort of really get people educated and inspired about some of the marine life we have in the area. Name of the company is the suncoastadventurecenter.com. You can find our website under that URL.
Okay.
suncoastadventurecenter.com. We do a variety of dolphin watch tours, and it's always nice to inspire kids to really you know, Winter, the movie that came out about Winter the Dolphin, really has piqued a lot of interest in the dolphin populations around Pinellas County. But there's just so many dolphins over here. They're very educated, intelligent animals in their own social groups, and we just really like to share that with folks.
Okay.
So we do a variety of trips to promote the appreciation for seabirds and other aspects of the Barrier Islands over here. And check out our website. I'd also like to put in a plug for the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary. They do really unbelievable work over here. And if you want to look them up on the internet, they're always looking for volunteers, always looking for additional help. And the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, of course, they've had a lot of press recently because of the movie about Winter the Dolphin. But
sure.
Also, they do a lot of work identifying and protecting a lot of the sea turtle nests, which, unfortunately, Debbie has devastated a lot of the sea turtle nests. So, you know, if anybody's looking for opportunities to volunteer, I'd highly recommend those two organizations. And thanks for letting me plug our little educational gig as well, Duncan.
Absolutely, Peter. Thanks so much for calling Talking Animals.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What is your name and what have you called to tell us about today?
This is Marilyn Weaver.
Hi, Marilyn. You are on the air.
Thank you very much,
sure.
Duncan. I'm the executive director of a political action committee for animals. We're called the League of Humane Voters of Florida, and we are helping to pass anti-tethering laws in the counties around the state. One of the counties, Hillsborough, recently passed one, and people need to know the new rules now. You cannot tie up a dog unless you are outside with that dog within visual range. And this is a tethering ordinance that has no loopholes. It protects people and children and protects animals. And that's the only way you're going to have a very good anti-tethering ordinance. So we've been helping counties pass it around the state. There are quite a few now that have it. We are working also with Pinellas County right now. We're part of a coalition of Animal Services, the Humane Society, SPCA, dog rescues, cat rescues, TNR groups. And what we are working on with the Pinellas County Commissioners is to offer large-scale, low-cost spay-neuter and to work on the feral cat situation that one of your callers talked in about before.
Sure.
So we're very active in doing this politically because what we try to do is help elect those legislators that will pass animal-friendly laws. So we are encouraging everyone to sign up with us. We're nonpartisan. We do not charge anything. Our website is www.lohv-fl.org. And I'm also the executive director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Tampa Bay, and we do TNR. And if anybody needs help, they can always call Marilyn Weaver for help with this. Go to my website, though, my League of Humane Voters, for help with that. So what I'm trying to do now is get everybody interested in learning how to not tie up their dog and find an alternative, or if they do tie up their dog, please make sure you're out there with your dog so that there are no problems. Just recently in Jacksonville, a child was mauled and killed in just a few seconds when his mom was unloading groceries from the car. The toddler went next door to the chain dog, and the mom witnessed a horrific scene. Jacksonville has no anti-tethering ordinance at this point, and that could have been avoided if they did.
Sure.
So that's tragic.
Absolutely. Well, Marilyn, we got to run here, but let me just reiterate your website address. It's lohv-fl.org, and it just sounds like you're doing all kinds of work. And of course, as we've learned here on the show and elsewhere, approaching things at the legislative level is often the only way that really some effective change can be implemented. So thanks for all your great work.
And thank you, Duncan, for helping us.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so we're running out of time. I'm just going to this person's been holding a long, long time, and then we'll see if we have time to come back to maybe one more. Oh, okay, we lost them. That's okay. We'll see if we can take someone else in a moment. But right now, I'm Duncan Strauss. You're listening to Talking Animals, where the show website is talkinganimals.net. It's time to proceed to name that animal tune. This is a giveaway. You do not need to be a WMNF member to win, and there'll be a prize. Talking Animals t-shirt to the first person who calls in the correct title of this song to 813-239-9663. It's Name That Animal Tune on Talking Animals.
My own.
Can you name that animal tune? That's the key question. All right, we're going to jump in here now to an animal tune of sorts from Fiona Apple's new album, and it's pretty wildly and widely acclaimed. I mean, raves from the New York Times to the LA Times, from Pitchfork to the New Yorker, pretty much across the board. And it's got, I think, 23 some odd words on the title. But anyway, she's doing her first headline tour in nearly as many years. This is her first record in 7 years. And shows are selling out quickly, and we've got insanely good tickets to her show at Ruth Eckert Hall on September 29th, like nine rows back in the center. And so, anyway, we want to play something from Fiona Apple, and it's an animal song of sorts called Werewolf on 88.5 FM, WMNF. It's Talking Animals.
I could liken you to a werewolf, the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark, the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity, but we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Love the wrong wind, a song ends in a minor key. Love the wrong wind, a song ends in a minor key.
Music from Fiona Apple from her wildly and widely acclaimed new album. And again, we, as part of the exclusive Talking Animals thank you gifts for donating to Talking Animals, we can set you up with incredible tickets to see Fiona Apple at Ruth Eckert Hall September 29th. So again, contact us at Duncan@WMNF.org to find out more about our fund drive thank yous or other ways you can support the show. It's very, very important so we can do shows like the one we're doing today. So we're just about out of time, but we want to work in one last caller who was holding quite a long time. So hi, you're on Talking Animals. Again, we'll ask you to keep it very, very brief, but I did want to at least include you before we are all the way out of time.
Hi, thank you. There's one thing that I want to bring to people's watch. It says, in the news today on whatreallyhappened.com, it says Navy deafened 11,200 whales and dolphins and killed 1,600 more. And there's a petition to sign to have this stopped. And so I suggest you go to whatreallyhappened.com to find this Navy definite 11,200 whales. And find that. And it also says shineon.org here above the petition. So that was what I wanted to alert people about.
Okay.
I'll just leave it brief.
Okay, well, no, I appreciate that. So whatreallyhappened.com is where they can find that information. And I take it the petition is also available or has a link to it from there to sign?
It has a petition on it, yeah.
Great,
Navy
great.
Death and 11,200 whales.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. I'm glad we were able to – I appreciate you holding so long. I'm glad we were able to include you. So thanks so much for calling Talking Animals.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we have just about to reach the end of today's edition of Talking Animals. I'm sorry if we didn't get to every single caller and emailer, but we, I think, covered a lot of good ground, and we'll do this again as we have in the past. So this is Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. Next Wednesday is July 4th, so I won't be here, but my good friend Bev Capshaw will be holding down the fort with all kinds of great animal songs and other critter fun, so be sure to tune in for that. And then 2 weeks from today, July 11th, it's the Fun Drive show for Talking Animals, where I hope I can count on your support then, or again, before then, is even better in some ways. So through the Talking Animals tip jar, or by emailing me at duncan@wmnf.org, and any kind of support you can offer would be really, really great. We just want to make sure we do well here at the station so we keep Talking Animals on the air and going and doing all kinds of shows like this one and others. So, teamed as always with my friend Laura Taylor that day, our Fun Drive shows are always pretty fun and peppy, so I hope you just tune in on that level. And also, if you visit our website, talkinganimals.net, where we make available all sorts of information, as well as archives and podcasts of past Talking Animals programs. We also have a link to the Talking Animals Facebook page or Twitter feed and more. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. That's all found at talkinganimals.net. Talking Animals broadcast outreach consultant is Libby Busalis. My thanks to her. And I want to wish Libby happy birthday today. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Stay tuned for the wonderful Scott Elliott and the All Souls edition of It's the Music airing next from noon to 3. Scott's presenting today a special program paying tribute to the musical legacy of GLBT music and musical allies. As always, he has some great, great music lined up. We're closing that. Well, we're not going to close that today's show with another animal tune because we're pretty much out of time for that. So anyways, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for participating in the conversation today if you were able to. And again, we'll do something like this again and get more folks on talking about their important issues, organizations, causes, and events. Thanks for listening. It's Talking Animals. It's WMNF Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, NPR News.